Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The following is a political analysis by Hizb ut-Tahrir. O Muslims, the shield of the Euphrates, the olive branch, and the peace springs are all steps in the series of reviving the regime's structure. What Erdogan has committed and is committing is to implement what America wants, to consolidate the tyrant regime in Syria with malicious international, regional, and local hands. This is after the chants of the people and their resistance has stunned the regime and America behind it, and its accomplices from Russia to Iran and Turkey's Erdogan and its conspiratorial factions in the implementation of America's plans to consolidate the deep-rooted secular system in the capital of Sham. We've already issued an answer to a question on December 7th, 2016 about the deceptive means of Erdogan in the Shield of the Euphrates and the Olive Branch, which reveals the reality to those deceived and smitten by Erdogan's rhetoric, thinking that he is supporting them against the tyrant of Syria. It stated, quote, "Added to this is a continuation of Erdogan's campaign of Operation Euphrates Shield, and his attempt to attract more militant factions loyal to Turkey to the Battle of Al-Bab and after Jarablus, all in order to weaken the real front in Aleppo, which relied on it to lift the suffocating siege on the city and its rescue," end quote. And so Aleppo was lost. Those factions should have learned the lesson, but they were again bitten by Erdogan's own hole. They went along with him for the second time in the olive branch. We issued then the answer to a question on January 24th, 2018, which stated, quote, "Thus Erdogan repeats the scenario of the Euphrates Shield to facilitate the entry of the regime in Idlib. Operation Olive Branch was devised to facilitate the entry of the regime in Idlib," end quote. The answer to another question we issued on July 29th, 2018 stated, quote, "The Second Front, it was led by Turkey in the Battle of the Shield of Euphrates north of Aleppo on August 24th, 2016, and then the Olive Branch on January 20th, 2018. It made it easy for the regime to enter Aleppo and southern Idlib. It is because these factions were ordered by Turkey and left the battles with the regime and engaged in fighting in the Shield and the Branch, Aleppo and southern Idlib were lost or almost lost," end quote. Now the factions are fooled for the third time in Operation Peace Spring. This campaign has revived the regime and increased its gains by an order from Trump and his green light. Turkish writer and political analyst Cevat Gök said that, quote, "Without an American green light," end quote, Turkey cannot move in the east of the Euphrates. The White House announced that the U.S. forces would withdraw from northern Syria as Turkey prepares to launch a military operation there. This was after a telephone conversation between U.S. President Trump and his Turkish counterpart Erdogan. Confirming America's orders and seeking its pleasure, the White House spokesman announced on Tuesday the expected visit of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to America on November 13th. As for Trump's statements about sanctions and threats, U.S. President Donald Trump imposed sanctions on Turkey on Monday and demanded that it stop the military incursion in northeastern Syria, according to Reuters news agency. These statements are out of deception and misinformation, because how can Trump grant the green light to Erdogan and he continues in his campaign, then he threatens him with sanctions and orders him to stop his campaign? Unless Trump's order for Erdogan's campaign is about to end and the sanctions are an exit. Thus, Erdogan carried out his campaign on the order of America and will not stop at the limits allowed for him to reach, whether he achieves something for himself or not, since the purpose is to implement America's plans to restore the areas that were not controlled by the regime back to the regime, and formally introduce it as an entity recognized internationally and regionally. The statements of the people reveal this clearly. The international coalition confirmed on Tuesday the withdrawal of its troops from the city of Membij, northern Syria. This was announced according to Colonel Miles B. Kagan's military spokesman for the operation, the Inherent Resolve of the Coalition, on Twitter. According to a statement by the Russian Defense Ministry, that the Syrian government army has completely took control of the city of Membij and its surroundings. Erdogan considered the entry of the Syrian army to Membij is a positive, not negative. Erdogan also stressed that the entry of the Syrian regime army in the city of Membij is not negative. The U.S. vice president said that he will lead a delegation to Turkey soon, and that the U.S. president spoke with his Turkish counterpart Erdogan and demanded an immediate end to the Turkish invasion of Syria. the Turkish newspaper Cumhuriyet that stated that the Turkish defense minister, Akrar, reported that Ankara is looking for ways to communicate with the Syrian regime. Moscow announced that the governments of Damascus and Ankara are engaged in an ongoing dialogue following the Turkish military operation in northern Syria. Thus, Operation Peace Spring campaign gives new gains to the regime and a consolidation of its entity and a prelude to negotiation with it, which would not have been achieved without all these ominous campaigns. All this reveals that the sacrifices of the people of Syria and the blood that was shed and the honor that has been violated and the crimes of the followers, supporters, and tools carry no weight and value by those people for the sake of pleasing America and its plans. May Allah destroy them how they are deluded. They think that by these malicious acts that they will bring back the people of Syria to the arms of the tyrants, the aides of the colonial kuffar again. But this treacherous clique will be destroyed, Allah willing, and will flee having achieved nothing. But those who rose up to bring to light the cause, it is for Allah, it is for Allah. Such people will not be shaken by difficulties, but add strength to their strength. And they are, Allah willing, on the straight path, and will not submit to the subjugation, and will not surrender in humiliation. But they are the men of men. They are aware that Allah is with them, in good times and bad. And they are motivated by the Book of Allah and the life of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the noble companions, to continue to work to change the tyrants and establish Allah's law, the Khilafah Rashida. Whenever life becomes difficult for them, it is followed by ease. With hardship comes ease. Whenever America and its supporters thought that victory is on their side, they realize that the matter is greater than what they think, and their actions become confused and their statements full of contradiction. Anyone who studies the matters will learn the lesson, and not just any lesson. Although the international conflict in Syria is almost non-existent, as well as regional and local, because America is in control of this, of all of this, yet America has not been unable to formulate the rule in Syria and stabilize its influence for 10 years of recruiting their troops and tools until now. Whoever reflects on this knows that falsehood must be defeated even after a while. Even if tyrants succeed in a round, they will lose the rounds, and the days of varying conditions will alternate among the people. In conclusion, Hizb ut-Tahrir calls you with hearts filled with sincerity and truth, and souls that are harmed by what harms you, and pleased by what pleases you, and with tired voices that have been giving you advice and guidance to the right path. So do not let your sons in the factions and those outside the factions be fooled by Erdogan and others. The truth is clear for all to see. So continue in your movement to change the oppressive regimes with true and sincere work. And we are with you, but rather heading your rows, and be certain that Allah will support His righteous worshippers, even after a while. And Allah says in Surah Ghafir,
إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا ويوم يقوم الأشهاد.
Indeed, we will support our messengers and those who believe during the life of this world and on the day when the witnesses will stand. The victory is not just granted to prophets, but also to those who believe. The victory is not just in the hereafter, but it is also during the life of this world, and on the day when the witnesses will stand.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
Indeed, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent. Surah Talaq, written by Hizb ut-Tahrir, 17th of Safar, 1441 Hijri.